Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Crime and Progress by Glenn Simpson and Peter Fritsch. Sophie, I have to ask, did you know that the whole Trump-Russia investigation actually started as Republican-funded opposition research?
I did, but it still blows my mind. This book is a first-hand account from the guys who ran Fusion GPS, the firm that hired Christopher Steele. It's not just a defense of their work, it's a gripping narrative of how they stumbled into the biggest political scandal of the century.
Right, and they make it clear from the start, they weren't out to get Trump. They were hired by a conservative news outlet, the Washington Free Beacon, to dig up dirt on the Republican primary field. Trump was just one of the targets.
Exactly. And what they found was disturbing. They uncovered decades of shady business deals with Russian oligarchs, money laundering, and tax evasion. It wasn't just tabloid stuff, it was a pattern of behavior that screamed national security risk.
The part that got me was how deep the financial ties went. After the 2008 crash, when American banks wouldn't lend to him, Trump turned to Russian money. They detail a sale of a Palm Beach mansion to a Russian oligarch for nearly $100 million that was clearly a money laundering operation.
Right, and the Moscow Tower Project. He was still pursuing that during the 2016 campaign. The authors argue he wasn't just a useful idiot for the Kremlin, he was a business partner.
So when the Free Beacon dropped the research after Trump became the presumptive nominee, the DNC and Hillary Clinton's campaign picked it up. That's when they brought in Christopher Steele.
And Steele was no partisan hack. He was a former MI6 officer, respected in intelligence circles. He was genuinely alarmed by what he saw. The dossier wasn't a polished report, it was raw intelligence memos, flagging things that needed investigation.
The authors are careful to say the core of the dossier has been proven true. Russia interfered, hacked the DNC, and the Trump campaign was eager to benefit. The P-tape allegation remains unproven, but the broader picture is a matter of historical record.
What I appreciated was how they walked through the media's failure. The press focused on the salacious parts and treated the whole thing as dubious, even though intelligence agencies corroborated the underlying facts.
Yeah, they felt like they were fighting a war of information against a president who didn't respect the truth and a media that was too slow. And the threats they faced, death threats, their families harassed, sued by a Russian oligarch, it's chilling.
The book also gives a detailed look at key figures like Paul Manafort, Michael Cohen, and Donald Trump Jr. They weave it all together to show a pattern of accepting foreign help. It wasn't a single conspiracy, it was a conspiracy of convenience.
The title Crime and Progress refers to a legal doctrine that lets law enforcement enter without a warrant if they believe a crime is being committed. The authors argue the whole Trump presidency was a slow-motion crime in progress.
And they don't pretend to be objective, they're horrified by Trump. But they back everything up with documents and court records. It's investigative journalism in first person, not a polemic.
The one takeaway I'm carrying is that democracy is fragile. Foreign powers can exploit our system's weaknesses, and holding powerful people accountable is incredibly hard. These two guys showed real courage.
Honestly, if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app, with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It's $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
And it's a reminder that the truth is often stranger than fiction, and the story isn't over. We'll see you in the next one.